from the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy, neighbors. Hey, good evening to you, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes. Time for us to take a look at the earlier settlements of today from the Chicago Board of Trade, Kansas City Board of Trade as well, to help us analyze the futures day of activities on a Wednesday. We call in Justin Lewis with KISS Futures. Justin?
The grain futures closed higher across the board today, with the Kansas City and Chicago wheat both up about 12 to 13 cents. Corn was up about 3 to 5 cents, and soybeans were up the most. They were up in May about 11 to 12, July 11 to 12, but new crop, November soybeans were only up 5.5. Funds were big buyers today, continued to buy it all day. Looks like they bought about 5,000 soybeans and 4,000 corn and wheat. Some of the news today that led us higher here, we had ethanol margins released this morning. They're the highest since March 15th of 2012, so the highest in a whole year. So that's kind of bullish, and part of that has to do with the RINs they trade. They're making new highs, and so that's making it more profitable for each gallon of ethanol to be produced. As we go higher here in the corn futures, we're seeing a lot of farmers selling as the May and July corn are above their 100 and 200 day moving average. So as farmers begin to sell, we're seeing a little bit of the basis go down, actually, in the Midwest, which is where most of the corn is grown. But there's a lot of farmer selling going on. Tomorrow morning we have the export sales report here in the U.S. They're expecting anywhere from 700 to 900 metric tons in the wheat. Last week it was 1.087, so we're going to be maybe a little bit smaller than last week. Corn's going to be relatively low, from 200 to 400. Last week we had 653. And soybeans are lower than they have been the last couple weeks. They're looking for 500 to 700. Last week we have had 784. Friday morning we're having the Informa Economics 2013 crop acres, how many acres of each crop they think are planted. So that's going to be a relatively big number, as the new crop corn price is relatively low to some of the other things you could plant, like cotton or soybeans. So they're thinking that maybe, or the estimates for that report are 97, 98 million acres rather than the 99 the USDA suggests for corn. If that happens, we look for the December and September corn prices to maybe rise. Also helping the crops today, there's some cooler weather coming here in the forecast. And, anytime after about the 1st of April, if it freezes, we could be in some trouble, and there's some freezes forecasted. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there over the coming weeks.
Thank you, Justin. We're going to move on and take a look at our overnight electronic trade. It's been underway for a little over between 3 and 4 hours now on this Wednesday evening. This is our early Thursday trade that's happening. We'll do that in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, we've got another Superior Video Livestock Auction to tell you about coming up Friday, March 22nd. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time to be seen live on RFD TV, Satellite Channel 231. That's the Dish Network, DirecTV, Satellite Channel 345. Also can be seen on the Internet at www.superiorclicktobid.com. A total of 24,300 head to be offered, including about 6,400 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, 11,200 weaned calves, some bred heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs also in the mix. It'll be happening 8 a.m. Friday, March 22nd, Superior Video Livestock Auction. For more information, you can give them a call, 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117, or go to superiorlivestock.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. All righty, now let's take a look at these agricultural futures. Our Wednesday evening, our early Thursday electronic trade now. May Kansas City wheat gained 14.5 cents on Wednesday in the overnight electronic trade, now happening down 2 pennies, 7.64 and a quarter. We gained 14.25 cents on the July KC wheat yesterday as well, down 2 pennies at 7.69 on this Wednesday evening in the early Thursday trade. May Chicago soft wheat down 1.5 cents at 7.34 and a half. July down 1.5 cents, 7.32 and a half. So we're holding on to most of the gains of Wednesday in the electronic trade thus far. May corn futures gained 4 cents on Wednesday's open outcry session, settling at 2 p.m. We're down 0.75 cents, 7.31 and 0.75 cents right now on the May contract. December, new crop corn, up 0.25 cents, 5.67 and a quarter. Soybeans gained 13 cents in the Wednesday regular session. Early overnight electronic trading now on this Wednesday evening, up another 11 cents. So we're adding on to the gains, up 11, 14.30 and three quarters. November new crop up 6 cents, 12.67. Looks like cotton futures right now trading down 32 points at 88.78 cents per pound. We've gotten below the 90 cent of psychological barrier and been falling further since that time. The July down 23 points, 89.72 cents per pound. Right now, cattle futures, the overnight electronic trading, right now, after we actually ended up on the day on these live cattle contracts, we ended up higher. Looks like right now we're adding to the gains. We're up another 27 cents on April at 126.32 after gaining 75 cents during the day on Wednesday. Feeder cattle contracts, April feeder cattle on the day, we're down 72 cents Wednesday. Right now, electronic trading up 40 cents at 138.05. That is a look at our agricultural markets. Oh, by the way, crude oil futures today up 90 or up 80 cents a barrel on the day on the April contract. Looks like the April contract has now expired, and we're now working off of May, up 98 cents during the day, earlier today on May, crude oil to 93.50, dropping 16 cents right now, 93.34. Natural gas, 3.60 is where we settled on Wednesday afternoon. Right now in the electronic trading, down by about a penny at 3.95 per million BTU. Those are the markets. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, for the OklahomaFarmReport.com.